Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
And we're in. Hey guys, it's Craig. Remember me, the lovable, broadly comedic foil to our mysterious bunker overlord? No? Well, that's cool. I've been doing my own thing, escaping from space prison and broadcasting my own transmissions over on Stitcher Premium. So I'm doing fine, Anyway, I'm hacking into the main feed remotely because we're releasing this episode from Earth Games, our premium bonus series, to thank you all for listening to Magic Tavern. Earth Games is where Arnie, Chun, and Usador play games from Earth. In this one, they play Clue, and spoiler alert, hijinks ensue. If you like this, you can listen to the entire Earth Games series, as well as our new bonus series Behind the Tavern, where the cast talks about how they create the show, since the show is not real, and they're all just human actors. Ah, those holograms are really paying off. If you want to check that out along with all the other awesome bonus stuff in the works, go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up for a free premium trial with the promo code MAGIC. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for the announcement of our next premium series. Now, enjoy this free bonus content.
Earth Games!
Hey, I'm Ernie Niekamp, an Earth human trapped in the magical land of Foon. Usually we're very busy with quests and, like, accomplishing things, but I thought we'd spend some time playing some Earth games.
Earth games. Earth night. Or no, game night. Game night!
Game night! Yes, indeed. And I am very excited, for we've received a plethora of games from the planet Earth. And I have decided the first one we shall play, for it shall give me great insight into the method of defeating my great enemy, the Dark Lord of Foon. And that game, quite obviously, is called Clue.
Ooh. Oh, guys, we have a giant box of so many Earth games.
Yeah, but this one's going to give us a hint.
It's going
something.
To give us a clue.
Also, Arnie, I want to play this game because it has a brother.
It has a brother?
Yeah, it says Hasbro right here.
Oh!
It says Hasbro.
Hasbro!
Do you even Hasbro?
Duh, I don't even Hasbro. I don't. I has no bros.
You has no bros?
I has no bros.
Well, this game does, so let's play it.
I don't even have a Parker brother.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You has cheeseburger?
I do has cheeseburger.
Oh, can I has?
No. Nope, sorry, I just finished cheeseburger.
That was fast.
It was. Hey, real quick, before we dive into these games, just in case some weirdo's listening to this and has never listened to Hello from the Magic Tavern, I'm going to be playing these games with Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
And Usador the Wizard.
Hello. What are you looking at me for?
Arnie, it's bonus content. He doesn't have to say his full name.
Yes, I am not contractually
obligated. Not contractually obligated.
There is no reason for me to announce my names unless it is some reason you think I should.
Under what circumstances do you say your name, your full name?
Oh, if there is great danger afoot, and I need to speak one of those names to send down a fiery rain of hellfire.
Okay, that's good enough. All right, well,
doesn't hellfire come up from the ground?
No, you would think it would.
Hmm.
Heaven fire comes from the ground.
That makes sense.
You learn something every day. Well, we got a big transdimensional delivery of a big box of Earth games, and since Chunt and Usador, you've been such good boys lately, and you've done all your chores.
Thank you.
I said we could play some Earth games and record them.
And you said if I was a good boy, that I'd get a stick or...
What?
Okay.
Arnie, yeah. Can I have a sticker?
Yeah, I bet there's a sticker. I bet there's a sticker in one of these games.
I, too, require a sticker.
Well, Usador, you haven't been as good a good boy as Chunt.
I've been a good boy.
Oh, well, I'll do better.
How about this? If, by the time we get to the bottom of this box of Earth games, somewhere, there will be a sticker for one of you two. It's just a kind of like arc or stakes that like pull people through multiple episodes of a thing.
Yeah, tune in next week to see if we find a sticker.
Riveting. Mm-hmm. Who shall receive the sticker?
Maybe it'll be me. Spoiler. That's what I'm thinking it'll be.
Let's play Clue.
All right. Look, if you guys want to play Clue, we can play Clue. But I'm just going to say that Clue is maybe my least favorite Earth game.
But that's because you haven't learned to unlock its secrets. I, as a wizard, looking for great power and weapons and mystical elements, will be able to peer between the lines of this game and draw out the clue hidden within.
Also, Arnie, any game you play with friends is a fun game.
Oh.
You're still a hard no.
You've never
still
played
a hard
Clue.
No.
All right, well, let's open the box and get out the pieces. I will say the cool thing about Clue is it's got, like, a lot of evocative theming.
Ooh.
I love evocative theming.
Like salacious?
No. No, not. You're thinking of Clue After Hours.
Oh, yeah.
Or Clue After Hours, : this clue fucks.
In the colon?
Is that a game on Earth?
Can you fuck someone in the colon?
Probably.
You have weird games.
I have to confess, it's been so long since I played Clue, I don't entirely know. Remember how to play? I guess I'm going to have to look at the instructions.
Well, let me pull out the board here while you look up the rules. I'm going to take a look at the board. Okay.
And I shall go through these other items.
Wow. On Earth, you have a room just for your balls?
What?
There's a ballroom here. Arnie, do you have a room for your balls?
Yes, do you have a room for your balls?
I do, but I keep my balls in the billiards room.
Makes sense. Oh, there's also, a billiard room. There's a conservatory, kitchen, dining room. A lingerie.
Sometimes you can take your balls to the study if you need to study them.
Ooh, yeah, study hall. So on Earth, every house has about 200 little squares in it?
Yeah, so the board game, we're going to be playing this game on this board. And we're going to be moving around this giant
mansion. All
right,
let me get up on a...
Chunt, look.
Chunt one.
This little piece.
I got on the board first.
This little wooden piece is you.
Ooh, this little butt plug?
Which one am I? Which one am I?
This little, do you want a color?
He should be the blue.
Yes, give me the blue one. I want the blue one.
I'll be the green.
You're the blue butt plug, and Chunt, you're the pink butt
plug.
Here,
I shall put my consciousness into this tiny wooden piece.
No. No.
Oh, shit.
I'm in a house. It was me.
So do we all have to do that? Because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay. You don't know where
Can I just pick it up and move it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Usador, we're going to just place these on the board, and we're going to move around this giant mansion and solve a murder.
We're going to solve a murder? There's been a murder?
Well,
lightning.
There's been... How's come when you say lightning, there's actual lightning?
How come when you say how come, you said how's come?
How's come?
Does this house come?
This house, you get enough butt plugs on this house, it comes.
Good house.
Let's see here.
Can I have two butt plugs? Please, Arnie?
I mean...
Two? Can I have two?
It
two
does
wood,
make
two
sense.
Butt plugs?
All right.
Thank
fine.
You.
Here, you have another
Thank
one.
You.
How can I solve a crime from inside this tiny wooden piece?
I mean, you did it to yourself, bud. Here, I'm going to move Usador around. Ooh, where do these stairs on the board go, Arnie?
I don't think they go anywhere.
Is that what taught you to not go into the basement?
Yeah, maybe it did. You know, I played this game as a little kid, and I don't remember it super well, but maybe a lot of it has seeped into my unconscious. Unconscious, that's how you say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's come? Arnie, read us the rules.
Okay, this will be exciting. Hello, welcome to the rules reading portion. Set it up. One, place.
Wait, should we have a theme song for reading rules if this is a new game?
Yeah, we should.
Set it up. Number one, place all six tokens on their named spaces around the game board. On their named spaces?
Oh, yeah. Over here, there's a Miss Scarlett. There's a Call Me Mustard. What else we got here? Mr. Green.
Oh, that's right. Start Mrs. Peacock. So we should actually decide. Here's the thing that I guess I didn't say. These little pieces don't just represent you.
They don't?
These pieces, you are picking what person in this mansion you are that is trying to solve this murder.
Oh.
And you yourself may be the murderer.
Whoa, I want to be the person who gets murdered.
That is not an option.
It's always been a fantasy of mine to die.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That's very sad.
It's sort of surprising, but not surprising at the same time.
Yeah.
Why do you want to die, Chum?
Just see what it's like. Don't you ever wonder?
No.
What's after? Well, what happened?
I just came back.
Yeah.
What was it like when you were gone?
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Sort of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are any of you ever died?
I mean, 4 or 5 times a night.
What?
I don't know.
Is that why you wake up screaming?
Yeah, I think so. I might be thinking of sleep apnea. I think it's more that, like, I stop breathing. But I guess that's not really the same as dying.
I mean, you do it long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you do anything long enough and you start to die. Yeah. Like this podcast.
Mm-hmm, like this episode. All right, so we should all pick who you want to be.
I want to be Call Me Mustard.
Please give Call Me Mustard the proper respect. It's Colonel Mustard.
Ooh. Oh, like corn.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'm the yellow piece over here, and I'll get rid of my second piece.
You know what? I'm going to be Professor Plum.
Wait. I just saw something. There's a character named Peacock.
Yes?
I need to be that character.
Mrs.
How
Peacock.
How dare you? Mrs. Peacock is blue and a bird.
Fuck,
that's my character.
Arnie, we're at a standstill. Blue represents Usador, but blue humor represents Chunt.
That's true.
And Peacock? Come on.
He does love pee and cocks, but I love
birds. She might as well be Mrs. Pissdick.
Come on.
That's right in my wheelhouse, Arnie. You have to decide who gets it.
It's true. Plus, you know, you put blue peacock in there. There's something more there, probably.
Can I posit something? How about this? Usador, you and I will both tug on this piece, and whoever gets the bigger half gets the piece.
Fine. I accept your offer.
Each of you get a hand on this peacock.
Just no, Usador can have it.
All right, Usador. All right.
That was easy.
All right, Usador, you are Mrs. Peacock. So I'm Professor Plum. Chunt, you're Colonel Mustard. And Usador, you're Mrs. Peacock. All right, we're blazing along. We have read one rule. Rule number two of the setup. I should clarify. We haven't even gotten to the rules. Place all of the weapons in separate random rooms.
Nice, here we go. Place. All right, so let me just put this axe in here.
No.
Here's my staff.
No, put come this back.
On here. I've got no. Daggers. Into here and,
put this weird axe up.
Bombs.
No, no. See, here's... No.
Bow and arrow.
Tons of poison in all these vials I carry with me.
No, look. Look at these tiny weapons.
Whoa.
Those are deadly?
Well, let's. If you swallow them, they are a choking hazard if you are someone under the age of 4.
Oh, I like Earth games so far. There's peacocks and weapons and all sorts of terrible...
Just what we need, another way for kids to die.
One of the weapons is a knife. Here, Chunt, you aww. Decide what room you want to put that in. Stop trying. It still hurts, even though it's a tiny little knife. All right. And this...
I'm going to put this in the ballroom.
...is a wrench.
Oh.
Usador.
I thought it was the letter F. I'll put the letter F in the kitchen.
Here's a candelabra that I'm going
to... A what?
It's a candlestick, a big fancy candlestick.
Just a candlestick.
That's okay. Not a candelabra. A candelabra holds many candles.
Oh.
A candlestick holds a single candle.
All right.
Right?
This mansion. I hate Clue.
What does your mansion look like, Arnie?
My mansion looks a lot like this. The stairs don't go anywhere. I keep my balls in the billiard room. We already covered that. Hey, I'm going to put this pistol in the dining room. And this, I guess, bigger pistol? Musket?
Wait, what's a pistol? What's a musket? Are you trying to say muskrat?
No.
We have those here.
I try not to talk about this too much, but on my world, there are these weapons that shoot tiny pieces of metal and kill people.
Oh, bow and arrow?
The arms of firing.
No, it's like a tiny cannon, like a little cannon that you could put in a holster. Or if you wanted to be cool, you'd like put it down the front of your pants, but then you might like shoot your peacock off.
Aww. Hmm. And you said Holster was a store in the mall where you teens buy clothing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that. And I totally understand it.
And you said the best place to get to buy something is Spencer's Gifts?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you work for the FBI.
What does that stand for?
Female. Well, I don't get into the whole thing. All right. The bigger gun goes in the lounge.
Mm. Now, if there's a big gun, why would you ever use a small one?
Well, if you need to kill something smaller.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Or if you want to, or you know what, a big gun is very ostentatious. That's why you keep it in the lounge, and you put a little gun in the dining room so it's not too distracting.
Yeah, and you've told us about ostentatious. He's the guy who goes, yeah, baby.
Yeah, he makes me horny.
He makes you horny?
Yeah, that's his power. No,
that's how that works?
His power is to make you horny?
His power is to make me horny, as I remember it.
Pretty good power.
All right.
Rule number three.
As we chug along.
Separate the 9 clue cards from the other cards. Shuffle the clue card deck and leave it face down by the game board.
Did you say the game's board?
Yeah.
Well,
can't
sense.
You feel it?
Yeah, I can kind of sense it.
Number 4, separate the other cards into 3 decks. Characters, weapons, and rooms. Shuffle each card and place it face down. Take the top card from each deck and slip the card... Take the top card from each deck and slip the cards carefully into the case file envelope so no one sees.
Are you making up these rules?
I'm not.
Because if they're printed, you shouldn't be struggling this hard.
To read? It's hard to read by candlelight.
I am following your instructions, and I have separated these cards as you have asked, and I begin to shuffle them even now. And I shall take one from each pile, put them inside the envelope. None shall know what is inside.
You know, I think I could read these rules better if we replace this candlestick that we have here at our game table with a candelabra.
Oh, okay.
It's more.
Oh, sure. All right. Nice.
The envelope now contains 3 cards that answer the questions who did it, with which weapon, and where. Okay. But not why.
No motive?
No motive, really.
That seems like the most important part to figure out.
Can we create our own motive?
Sure.
Okay.
Jealousy. Sexual impropriety.
Just to see if you could.
Misshapen.
Misshapen.
You know when you see someone, they're like one eye is like a little bit higher than the other, and you're like, I should just kill them.
What?
You never have that?
No.
Oh.
You're really into symmetry?
I have these intrusive thoughts where I'm like, what is going on here? That should stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Am I crazy?
No.
Why'd everybody back away from the table?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, by the way, though, remember at the beginning of this game, Chunt, will you put all of your weapons in another room? Stop trying to stab me with the tiny little game piece. Stop trying to stab me with that butt plug. 6. Shuffle the remaining character, weapon, and room cards together and deal them all out among the players. It doesn't matter if some players have more cards than others.
These are the first cards I've set aside. These are the character, weapons, and rooms shuffled together. Yes, go ahead and just look at all of those.
I'm trying to remember what they even fucking are.
Arnie, should I do a little shuffle while we wait?
Yeah, do a shuffle.
Yeah. You, Zork, can you give me a little top hat?
Bing ba do do da 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 do. Gotta be ba 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 da da ba ba yeah. Clue clue da da ba da clue clue da da.
All right, I'm gonna put this envelope with the giant question mark on top of the stairs at the middle of the board,
and I'm gonna pick it up and open it so we can figure out who did what with what and when.
No, Chunt. That's what happens at the end of the game.
Oh,
the whole
game
is about figuring out what's inside that envelope.
But I can't do it now.
Well, no, because that's the whole game.
If someone's murdered, we shouldn't waste time, Arnie. Did you know that most murders that aren't solved within 48 years never get solved?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It becomes a cold case?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple times a year it gets cold. Then it gets warm again.
I'm trying to remember from playing this game as a child. I think, John, you may discover that you yourself, Colonel Mustard, are the murderer.
Yeah, you
so you'd want to just open the envelope in front of everyone, and are you ready for that realization about yourself?
I mean, if we're being honest, I probably did it. Hmm. Can I just confess right now?
Okay, fine. Let me look.
It was Colonel Mustard for sexual impropriety.
It was Mrs. Peacock.
What?
Oh, pissed Dick
in
herself.
In the lounge. with a rope.
Oh, kinky.
Yeah.
Autoerotic asphyxiation? She killed herself?
No. I didn't do it.
What do you call autoerotic if it's not auto?
Erotic asphyxiation?
Yeah.
I know. It's manual.
Oh, hold on.
Manual erotic asphyxiation.
Was that an actual question you were asking?
I mean, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I wasn't that interested. It was
listen,
one of those
questions.
There's
two types of erotic asphyxiation, automatic and manual.
Now, you weren't
one,
interested.
You have to use your foot a little bit more and your hands.
You weren't interested in dropping that prefix and figuring out for yourself what it might be. And you didn't want to know the answer. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I really like to just think out loud. So almost everything I think, I say. So if I'm not talking.
You're not thinking?
I'm not thinking.
Interesting.
Wow. That tracks.
That was
go
so
back
funny.
And listen to Hello from the Magic Tavern with that nugget in mind.
I am really interesting in this episode.
Well, I must be brought to justice, so I shall set this game board aflame. Yaley Vlichtenkammer!
Well, okay.
Everybody else died by fire.
I guess so. Yeah, you know, I only...
Oh, there's a backup board.
Oh, I can put this one back together.
All we have left are... All right, I'm sorry. This setup is taking too long. Let me just... It says right here how to win. This is the win condition. Games have a win condition, which is how you know it's done.
Well, yes, obviously.
You have...
Go ahead.
Solve the murder.
I mean, that makes sense.
Move from room to room, making suggestions for who... with what and where. Other players show you a card if they have one. Once you think you've solved it, make your own accusation. Peek inside the envelope to see if you're right, and if you're wrong, you're out of the game, so be sure.
Oh, I think it was Mrs. Peacock with a rope in the lounge.
Well, are you sure?
No.
I think it was Drip Fang trying to frame Mrs. Peacock. That's what I think.
Arnie, what do you think?
I'm trying to remember what I saw in that envelope. Like, I literally looked at it, and
Wait, on the back of the instructions, there seems to be our characters.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Ooh, what is it? Is it a little background story?
Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, that's me. Give it to me.
Here, you read it.
No, I mean, okay. Let's see here. Colonel Mustard, to the outside world, he is a hero. That checks out. Colonel Mustard... Oh, I'm sorry. This says Colonial Mustard.
Colonial Mustard?
Yeah, Colonel is spelled K-E-R-N-E-L.
Oh. No, yeah.
Colon Mustard is a highly decorated, successful... Oh, see, he has, like, a lot of decoration on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got, like...
Like plants and, like, a nice rug and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Highly decorated...
A clock.
Successful and popular officer. However, behind his medals of honor are rumors of black market deals and treason. Rumors he's been paying someone to keep secret... for too long. Mustard suspects Body of being his blackmailer and eagerly travels to Tudor Mansions? What's a Tudor mansion? A mansion with two doors?
Nice, yes, that makes sense. Two-door
I feel like
mansion.
A mansion should have more than two doors.
Mm-hmm. Like three.
Lots of open loft space.
Usador, if you read about Mrs. Peacock. I know, it's hard to read. We gotta get a candelabra in here.
Her exact age is unknown, and that's just one of Mrs. Peacock's secrets. Peacock rocketed from small-town girl to well-connected socialite. Little is known of her three husbands, other than they all died suddenly.
Three husbands?
Yes. I wonder if they all died at the same time.
Possibly. Sir Hugh met his end just before becoming her fourth. Peacock has called in many favors to get this invitation to Bodhi's party. What's on her mind? Marriage or murder?
Could be both.
Well, could be both, I suppose, yes.
And I am Professor Plum, fearlessly tracking down desert tombs, ancient statues, and lost cities. Professor Plum is an archaeologist with a thirst for adventure. Sir Hugh financed all his expeditions until a huge disagreement ended their partnership. With no expectations on the horizon, Plum was What the fuck? What?
Hey, are you both drunk?
A little bit.
With no expectations on the horizon, Plum was bored. Body's invitation, when it came, filled him with hope. He was first to arrive at the party.
Are they spelling body wrong?
Yeah, it's Mr. Body, but it's...
Why are they spelling it with two Ds? Is that some sort of weird Earth spelling?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe bodies are trademarked on Earth.
Well, I think I should be your character then, because I'm far more of an... Well, you could say cult an archaeologist. I go through tombs and things looking for secrets. Maybe I'm an archaeologist on your world.
No, look, just
I think there's one way to check. How do you feel about snakes?
They're terrifying.
Mm-hmm. He's an archaeologist, guys.
It's the one thing I'm afraid of.
Snake question. Why did it have to be a snake question? All right, look, I don't want to... My eyes are hurting from trying to read by this one candle. Let's just start rolling the die.
Can you move the candle? Because right now it's like flames. Flames on the side of my face. Can you move it?
I shall roll the die. What happens then?
All right, so...
Eight!
So now, Mrs. Peacock, you get to move eight spaces on the board.
Eight is enough.
But I want to go into one of the rooms.
Oh, so Miss Peacock should teleport.
Yes, can I just teleport right into one of the rooms?
Arnie, why are you clenching your fist?
Yeah, fine. Fine, Usador, if you want to just teleport in one of the rooms, go ahead.
Fine, I teleport into the conservatory.
Okay. There you go.
There I find a candlestick. And I take it. I hide it in my robes, waiting for someone to sneak up behind me so that I may smash them over the head with it.
Ooh, is that a candlestick in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Colonel Mustard.
Yeah?
I'm starting to worry a little bit about old Peacock.
Oh, yeah. Why so?
I think I saw him put a candlestick in his robes, and he did not seem happy to see me.
We should kill
him. What? No. Hey, Peacock.
Yes?
Here. I'm beginning to worry a little bit about Colonel Mustard.
Me too.
Colonial Mustard.
I'm a little worried about Colonial Mustard.
What do you want to do about it?
I mean, just keep an eye on him.
I have a wrench and a knife, a dagger here in my hand of cards. Should I stab him with this card?
No, those are the weapons that haven't been used. All right. Wrench and... I should try to remember these. Wrench, knife. I guess I could really just try to remember what I saw in the envelope in the middle of the board. What?
I also have the Colonel Mustard card if you want me to do some sort of mind control spell.
So then we know that Colonel Mustard is not the killer. Yet. Or at least not of this murder.
Speak to me, Colonel Mustard.
Stop whispering into the card.
Know my inner thoughts and feelings as I shall know yours. I control you now, and you are mine.
I am not the killer. Colonial Mustard, I did not do it. I am confused as to how to play this game.
I don't think he did it.
I am going to teleport to the kitchen.
You got
to
roll the death.
And yes, I'm roll the dice first.
Wait, how's come Usador gets a teleport, but I don't get a teleport?
No, you can teleport.
How's come you keep saying how's come?
That's just a cool, it's just my fancy way of talking on my world.
You get to, well, you roll the dice, and then you can choose to move that many spaces or teleport wherever you want.
All right. Eight.
Ooh.
You got eight.
Another I could eight. Move eight spaces, but it's a lot easier for me to just teleport to the kitchen.
It makes the dice seem sort of irrelevant.
Yeah. I'm going to grab this F and put it in my pocket.
In Foon, we call two fours boxcarts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like the boxcart kids.
Oh, no. What?
Two kids who fell under a boxcart got run over.
Oh, no.
They were trying to solve a mystery. Died pretty quick.
Yeah. Were they both four?
Were they what? They're both four, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But they're hearty boys. I mean, they were all fed, but the cart was pretty heavy.
They were hearty boys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nancy drew them once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, Nancy. Nancy, come here.
Nancy, come here.
Show our friend Arnie the drawing you made.
Now go away.
Yeah, and this drawing is post-cart.
Oh, no. Wow, why does she carry that around with her?
I don't know.
She's sad about them being dead.
Yeah. When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Okay. So it's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little fresh.
But we immediately all started calling double fours boxcarts in their honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caught on fast.
It got on around. Yes. Let everyone know.
Like wildfire.
Yeah.
Sent birds out everywhere.
That new slang is moving faster than a boxcart.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. I like that.
All right, so where'd you teleport?
I'm currently in the kitchen, and you don't need to know what I'm doing in there.
No, I'm Colonel Mustard. Here we go.
What'd you get?
Ooh, I got a 6 and a 5. That's an 11. Okay.
Do you want to move 11 spaces or teleport wherever you want?
I'm going
to
teleport to the bar, and I'm going to grab a drink.
There's no bar on the board.
Arnie, there's a bar right behind us. We're in a tavern.
Are you going to take your little butt plug piece over to the bar?
That's rude. Of course I am.
Okay.
You guys want anything?
Yes, I would like the strong ale, a strong dark ale.
Okay, strong dark ale.
I just have a red potion.
Oh, no.
I can't get you that.
The strong ale.
Well, if Usur's getting a strong dark ale, maybe you get like a tall, handsome ale.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Dark and handsome.
All right. Usur, while he's gone, let's look at all of our cards, try to figure out what it is. All right. Dr. Orchid. Dining room.
Colonel Mustard. Hall.
Revolver.
Wrench.
Candlestick.
Dagger.
Miss Scarlet.
Study.
Billiard room.
Mr. Green. I think they all conspired to do it.
These are all the things that aren't involved in the murder.
How do you know that?
That's how the game works.
Yes, but when a murderer put their card in your hand that is supposed to contain the items that are not involved with the murder, that's exactly what a murderer would do.
You're saying it's a conspiracy?
Exactly. The murderer knows that you're going to look at these cards and say, well, they obviously didn't because I have these cards in my hand. That's what I would do if I were the murderer, which I'm not, even though I am.
Yeah. What? He, what?
Well, Mrs. Peacock killed them in the study with the rope, right?
What? Well, let me look.
Yeah, just look.
Rope? Mrs. Peacock? But not the study.
Wait, it's not the study? Oh, no.
Sorry.
It was the lounge. It was the lounge. I forgot.
It is the lounge.
That's right. I said it wrong, but that was my mistake. I apologize. I have the study card right here in my hand, which means it obviously can't be the study.
Yeah, that's how this game works.
Yes, I know that. But do you know that? And the murderer also knows that. So all of these cards could be part of the conspiracy. All of these places and weapons could have been involved in the murder if the murderer was smart enough to put them in our hands.
But that's you.
Yes.
That's you.
Right.
You know what?
Unless the murderer put their own card in here, and it's not me at all, and I've been framed.
You know what? I'm pulling this tiny revolver out of the dining room, and Miss Peacock, I'm killing you.
Joke's on you. Oh, no.
You're dead. All right. Where do I put this piece? Where do I put this Miss Peacock piece?
Put it under the... Here, under,
okay.
Underneath.
I'm
so going to
hide it in the...
See.
Yeah, okay. Wait, you know what? No, I'm going to put it on... Yeah, I'm going to put it under the stairs. Okay, but now I have to find the card that says it's me. I gotta hide it.
Give me the bigger gun.
I haven't seen a card that says me anywhere. Give you the bigger gun.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case some shit goes down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you looking for this card?
Well,
I've been back at the table for some time, Professor Plum.
Oh.
And I saw you kill Miss Peacock with the revolver in the game.
And I've been working with the FBI this entire time.
What?
That's right.
The Foonish Boob Inspection Committee.
And I've been paying special attention to you as the biggest boob I know.
You big old boob?
Tits a frame up.
So confess.
Boob.
I have you at last.
But how could I have killed Mrs. Peacock when she's right here?
Well,
Usur, that's you, right?
Well, all the proof I need is right here. My body hidden underneath the stairs.
Oh, God. Hey, stand back. I've got an F and I know how to use it. Don't make me F you.
Oh, I think he's serious. Use the door back up.
All right. Everyone relax. Everyone calm down.
Don't forget, Colonial Mustard's a goddamn hero.
No. F you. Look, wait. Why are we turning on each other? Look, we all have things we want to hide. Remember, we read them in this booklet.
Huh?
We're all bad people. We don't need to solve Mr. Body's murder, even though we know that he was killed by Mrs. Peacock in the thing with the place.
To be fair, if your name is Mr. Body, yeah, of course you're going to get killed.
Yes, and also
a dead body? Come on. It writes itself.
It's almost like it's so obvious that it can't be true.
Yeah, it's like if I murdered Frank Cadaver. Have you met him?
No.
He died.
How?
Trying to save the boxcart kids.
Oh, was he also run over by the boxcart?
No.
But how did he die?
He saw the bodies throw up so hard he died.
Yep. Threw up so hard he died. And it was, don't make a mistake to think that he threw up so much he died.
Yeah.
He threw up so hard he died. It was one throw up.
And he's a hardy man. His intestines came out of his mouth. Is that going to ask?
Oh, my.
Stomach? Large? Small? He got lungs, like a heart? Kidney?
Oh, prolapsed lips?
Yeah, just sort of flipped him inside out.
Ugh.
So hard.
Nancy, come here. Nancy, show Arnie the drawing. No. Yeah, Nancy drew it.
No,
Show him the. Yeah, there
now,
you go.
Now get out of here.
Now get out of here.
She's very good. She's a very good artist.
Yeah.
She's very good.
Attention to detail.
Look, we have to put this murder and all the things in this mansion behind us. What I am suggesting is we burn the mansion and everything in it.
We did that earlier. Isidore set the board aflame, but there's a backup board. On Earth, did they put it in a backup board just in case you hate the game so much you ruin it?
Yeah.
Wow. This game really does suck.
Yeah.
What do these other cards do?
We never did look at these other cards. Oh, also, we forgot to hand out these pads of paper where you could keep track of what you've learned, which would be useful for us, just in general.
I found a secret passage.
What? Where?
Look at these cards.
Is that where the stairs go?
Scream! All players rush to the room of your choice. Hey, this actually feels like it would make the game a little more fun.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you tell us about those cards?
I didn't know that these existed. I don't know if I forgot about them or they're a new addition to the game. Airtight Alibi. It couldn't possibly be name one suspect you want revealed. If shown, leave card face up on the table.
Here, let me see that scream card. Okay, I'm going to play the scream card, which means we're all going to scream. Here we go. One, two, three. See, that's way more fun.
Oh, here, Chunt, this card's good for you. You don't say. There's always time for a good gossip. All players secretly show one card to the left.
Can we just share gossip?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
You don't say. What I'm saying, don't say what I'm about to tell you. You don't say. I'm going to tell you something,
okay,
and you can't say. You don't say.
You don't say.
Did you know that Professor Plum, his penis looks like a banana?
Like a banana? Not like a plum?
Sorry?
Not like a plum?
No.
I mean, because I am Professor Plum. First of all, you are gossiping to me about me, about my dick.
Shit, hold on. Let me play this card.
Chunt,
yes.
Arnie, did you know that Mr. Green is cheating on his husband?
Damn!
Oh, I didn't know that. Who's his husband? Wait a second. He's married to Professor Plum. That's me. Why are you gossiping about me to me? I knew he was lying to me when he said he was all right with my plum-shaped penis.
You should have known that.
Wait, how does that work? If your penis is shaped like a plum, where do we go from there?
Nancy, come over here and draw this.
Yeah, she draws still lifes.
It's not still.
Oh, it's moving. It's pulsating.
Get out of here, Nancy.
Nancy,
it's
get
moving.
Out.
Yeah,
stop. All of us just stop. All right? Can't you see that Clue is tearing us apart?
What?
This game. Like I said, this is the worst game. It is the game on Earth that has the widest gap between the potential to be fun and how awful it is. Like, this should be a really fun game. It's a game about murder and finding clues and playing like weird, scuzzy people trapped in a mansion. But it's really just fucking Mastermind, which is actually the worst. I'm sorry. Mastermind is the worst game. And then Clue is the second worst.
Ooh, let's play that.
Game. No.
Wink, wink. It couldn't possibly be. Name one location you want revealed. The Dark Lord's lair.
No, this just car. Look, let's do this. Let's trash this building, and let's just loot the mansion for things we want to keep,
fine,
right? Like, if there's a card you really like, or a prop.
Take that scream card, take this little knife.
Here.
Okay, those pair well together.
Airtight alibis is probably going to be useful.
I'm going to keep this big gun, and I'm going to keep Look What I Found and Under Pressure, and I'll use these in some of the other games that we play.
Yeah, can you carry over pieces from one game to the next?
Yes.
Well, I don't think you can do that.
Well, I'm going to.
Well,
and I'd like to see you try to stop me.
I'm going to take this picture of Miss Scarlet. Just, she looks nice.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, not in a weird way.
No, that's not okay.
Then why'd your plum pop to attention?
And I'm going to keep the study card, because it's always a good idea. Learning is important.
Arnie, I just want to say, as much as you talked about hating this game and we went into it with a negative attitude and a piss-poor disposition, I want to say that Since I played this game with friends, I did have fun.
This twine isn't big enough to tie up this box.
Yeah, Arnie, what about that twine?
Oh, this is supposed to be the rope for the game?
Ooh, yeah. Can I see it? I want to manually asphyxiate myself.
Oh, no, it's no.
But not erotically. Like not erotically.
You're a small, adorable badger, but that's too small.
You're auto-asphyxiating, but you're taking out the erotic part.
Ooh, but it's just big enough for one part
of
me.
Boy.
So, auto-asphyxiating, how is that different from auto-asphyxiating?
What are you saying?
I feel like trying to say that word made me feel like a dog trying to eat like something that doesn't right.
Peanut butter?
Yeah. Asphyxiating.
What's the difference between auto-erotic
asphyxiation?
Oh.
None of us can say it.
I know.
What has happened?
It's Clue.
Did Clue steal this word from
Accio
our minds?
Broom. Well, that broom came
it's
over
It's Mr. Body. It's mind games within mind games. He might not even really be dead.
Oh, shit.
What?
That's how you win this game.
How many different endings does this game have?
Look, let's not do a bunch of endings. Let's just skip to the good one. I feel like the last one would be the good one.
Okay. What do you think the last ending is?
I don't know. Just hang out and talk about how much we like Michael McKean.
Who?
He's just an Earth actor. He's pretty cool.
What's he been in?
Oh, yes. What's he been in?
Yeah, name three of his movies.
He's been in Laverne and Shirley. He's
tried. Oh, well, don't tell him about his conquest. Tell him about three of his movies.
Short Circuit 2.
But not one?
But not one. You know, Short Circuit 1 had Steve Guttenberg and Ally Sheedy, and then they traded up for Michael McKean and Fisher Stevens. I guess Fisher Stevens was in the first one, too.
Yes, everyone knows Fisher Stevens was in both of the Short Circuit movies.
And do you get paid to be in movies?
Yeah.
What was Fisher's price?
Dun, 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 dun. All players reveal one card from their hand. That's going to come in very useful in some of the other games we play.
Ernie, can I put a...
All right, fine. I've got a Miss Scarlet card.
Oh, boy.
Ernie, can I...
I got an F, a Miss Scarlet, and a Hall.
That is a crime.
Don't F Miss Scarlet in the Hall. Ernie, can I put out an ending for us?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to make three cards here. All right. Okay, I have three cards here. It's a who, it's a what, and it's a where. And I need you to guess what these three things are. And they're not who died, where, and with what. It's who's most important with me, where, and with what.
Oh, okay.
So guess.
Guess.
Yeah, like I actually guess.
Oh, do you want me to guess who's first?
Yeah, yes. And remember, people these days have strange names.
Okay. And then I guess the what second.
Mm-hmm. Well, who first?
Who first?
Who first?
I'm
asking you who first, Arnie.
Wait,
come on.
What's third? I don't know.
Clue.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. The who is right in this very room. Usador?
It's Arnie's turn to guess, so I'm not going to unless I can take a turn here.
Arnie again? Yeah, Usador, take a turn.
I think the who is Arnie.
Okay.
I think the where is the Vermilion Minotaur.
Okay.
And I think the what is love.
Usador? You got all three correct.
Yes!
You are the murderer.
What?
Is that how that works?
What? I think so, yeah.
Oh, no. Well.
You gotta buy the drinks.
I shall buy the drinks. I'm off to the bar now to bring you more drinks to imbibe. What should you like?
Take a tall and handsome beer.
Tall and handsome beer?
Red potion.
Red potion, no way.
Ernie, how do you play Mastermind?
Come on, Nancy, let me buy you a beer.
I don't remember. I don't remember how to play Mastermind.
But you hate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put your plum away.
I know I can.
Earth Games!
If that's not compelling premium content, I don't know what is. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Earth Games is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Earth Games logo by Allard Laban. The Rules theme song by Stefan Dranger. If you want to check out more Earth Games along with the new miniseries Behind the Tavern, then go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up for a free premium trial with the promo code MAGIC. And you want to do that now because our next miniseries, coming soon, is entitled Wait for it. I am Spintax. That's right. Go sign up. You'll get a month of listening with no ads, access to our bonus episodes, and you'll be supporting the show. That's StitcherPremium.com with the promo code MAGIC. Happy listening, and I'll see you guys over on the bonus feed. Come on, join me. It'll be fun. Ah, okay, you're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it? I feel like you're gonna do it. Okay.